My question is for Tim. The YourTube, does that get rid of the problem with YouTube of when you go to download something, it says you have to put in a new flash update?
Yes, there's no flash update. So what you do with YourTube is there's an edit box. You can do a search just like you would do on YouTube. It'll bring up a bunch of links. You click on the link you want, and then there's a play button. You can either hit Alt-P or just tab to it, and it'll start playing the video. No flash required.
So this is, I have a Bluetooth speaker. A lot of times I would like, for spoken stuff, I would like there to be more treble and less bass. I can't do it on my speaker, but in the Bard app, you can do it. Is there any way to kind of maybe get different speakers, or is that a general?
Does it matter if you use the speaker via Bluetooth or if you plug it in directly, or is it the same?
It's the same.
It's that particular speaker that you're using.
It's the Jambox.
The only thing I could suggest would be try another speaker.
And this same issue is apparent with JAWS. A lot of the consumers I work with need very much treble and no bass, or just the opposite, and there's no way to really change how JAWS sounds all that much, I don't think. I've had a lot of trouble recently in Windows 10 when I need to turn Wi-Fi on or off. I can't seem to get to the switch even though I know it's there. And a lot of computers now do not have a physical button for turning on and off of Wi-Fi. In fact, I find that there are a lot of settings that I have more trouble getting to in Windows 10. And one person has told me that it's more apparent when you've upgraded a computer from Windows 7 to 10. But I now have a brand new Lenovo laptop that came with Windows 10 on it. And I'm finding that I have more difficulty than I used to getting at a lot of the settings. I wonder if anybody else is noticing that.
Some settings. For the particular one you mentioned, you go into the system tray, you down arrow to where your internet status is, tab a couple of times, and space bar, and then airplane mode and Wi-Fi is right there. I've never tried to turn them on or off. I don't know.
Yeah.
I assume the buttons work, but I don't know.
I'm trying to create a contact list or distribution list in Outlook 2010, and I get to the point where I can name the group, and then I find the button that says add members, and then when I try to search, I've looked under Outlook contacts, address book, and anything I type in, it says not found. But when I go back to my email, and as you know, you start typing somebody's name, their email pops up. So I'm just wondering if anybody has any information on how to do this.
Well, I'll say one thing about why it pops up when you try to do an email, and then maybe David Kingsbury might have something to say about this, I don't know. But when you use an email address in Outlook, it gets saved in an autocomplete list. That person is not necessarily in your address book. So if you try to look them up, you don't always find them, but if you try to send an email to them, it works.
My one comment is I have a way of making a contact group that's easy and doesn't involve going into the address book. Because I think, unless you have physically put those people into your contacts list, going at it that way isn't going to get it. But the way I'm going to talk about it in a little bit is just copying and pasting out of an existing message where you've got you already have a bunch of people. That's by far the easiest way to create a contact group.
You send a message once to that group of people and then retain it for the next time you need to send another message?
Then you use that group of people to copy and paste that to then create your contact group. For me, that's far easier than mucking around in the address book.
You use that list of people, and you can actually paste that into a distribution list?
Yes.
Yeah. But the other thing that I do is I use Excel for address lists. If I know I'm going to be reusing a long list of people, rather than fooling around with a distribution list, I will create an Excel spreadsheet with only one column, email addresses, and I'll put all those email addresses on it.
That's one of the things I was going to do also.
There's an easy way of selecting a range of cells and then pasting that into an email. In fact, I did one just yesterday that had 224 people in it, and it was very easy to do.
It's much better to do it that way than as a contact group. Particularly if the names of people change from time to time, then the contact group thing, that can be sort of a nightmare.